is Radio New York Folk Music Worldwide. A program devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, showcasing the top performers and authorities in the field. Now your host for Folk Music Worldwide, Alan Wasser.
Hello again and welcome again to Folk Music Worldwide. With us today is a man I've admired for quite a while, I think a really good singer, Leon Bibb. I expect most of you have heard some of his music, but just in case there are any out there who haven't, why don't we start right off with Leon Bibb's rendition of 500 Miles.
If you miss me when I'm gone, then you'll know that I am gone. You can hear that whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear that whistle blow 100 miles. Lord, I'm one, Lord, I'm two, Lord, I'm three, Lord, I'm four, Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles, 500 miles. Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can go home this away, this away, this away, this away, this away. Lord, I can't go home this way.
Leon Bibb in concert doing 500 miles. Leon, a lot of our listeners have heard that song, of course, done by other performers who've been on the show. But I imagine quite a few of them are familiar with it as a slightly larger figure than 500 miles.
Yes, it's originally it's called 900 miles, and it's a traditional, well, I call it a lonesome man's blues. There are a lot of folk songs with this kind of sentiment. You know, I'll pawn you my watch and I'll pawn you my chain. I'm 900 miles from my home. If that train runs right, I'll be home tomorrow night. That lyric prevails in a lot of instances in songs about mostly men who are a long way from their homes and loved ones. And this is where 500 miles came from originally.
How did it lose the 400 miles that made it 900 miles originally?
It's too long to walk, I guess. No, really, I think folk singers now are preoccupied with making material uniquely their own. And one of the best forms is already existent. I mean, you just add something or take something from it. In this case, she made it, Hetty West is the woman who, she's a folk singer. She changed the lyric and changed some of the inside lyrics as well. So it's now 500 miles.
Well, now, 500 miles, as I say, is a song that an awful lot of us are familiar with, but here's one on your album that I'm not familiar with at all, Ox Driver. What's the background on that song?
It's a traditional song, though. It's a work kind of song. In the days when they were building railroads in the western part of the country, particularly, ties and rails were dragged by mule teams and ox teams. And a lot of songs have come out of these situations. But the ox team was a very, very important part of the West, because from the railheads to the little settlements, large supplies were to be taken. And these were done by ox teams, teams of oxen, 12, 14 oxen sometimes. You ever seen that 20-team borax soap?
Oh, yes, I know the commercial with the picture.
That's true. It's based on a true concept.
That's right. They use the ox team as their trademark with a whole long string of ox in front of a little wagon in the back.
Well, actually, the wagon is larger than that. The wagon legend has it. You always have to preface those statements with things like that. But legend has it that it was a long, flat-bedded wagon, which you could put kegs of nails and flour and a lot of things. And these teams of oxen would pull it across the plains. And a riding herd on this, of course, would be the ox driver with the traditional long whip that he cracked over the heads of the oxen to keep them going. And I make a lot of noise in the singing of this song because I yell like I think an ox driver would yell and smack my hands together to assimilate a whip crack, all that.
Well, let's hear Leon Bibb making like an ox driver.
On the 14th of October, oh, I hitched my team in order, to ride to the hills, Oxalate, oh, I pop my whip, I bring the blood, I make my leaders take the mud. We grab the wheels and we turn them around. Oh, one long pull and we're on hard ground. Timaroo, timaroo, timaradio, timaroo, timaroo, timaradio, timaroo, dee-oo, ha, timaroo, dee-oo. Oh, when we got there, the hills were steep. Would make a tender person weep to hear me cuss and pop my whip and see my oxen turn and slip. Timaroo, timaroo, timaradio, timaroo, timaroo, timaradio, timaroo, dee-oo. When I get there, I'll have revenge. I'll settle my family among my friends and say goodbye to that whip and line. And love them no more in the winter time. Come on, 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 come on,
The Ox Driver, done by Leon Bibb. Leon, as our audience has undoubtedly noticed by now, the songs have had applause on both ends, which you don't usually hear on long-playing records, which this is taken from. Where were these recorded?
These bands came from two different sessions. One was at the University of Champlain in Vermont, and the other was at Brooklyn College. Well, now, and what we did, we took some from both, acknowledged that we had recorded the album in two sessions, and took some bands from these two different recordings, these two different sessions, and put them together. They were conducted like concerts, however. We explained to the audience before that we were recording it, but we asked that they not react in any way that they might not react if they were just sitting listening to a concert. It was so realistic, this appeal at the outset of the Brooklyn College concert. At the end of the second song, which ends in a whistle, ideally, I was so dry-throated that I couldn't whistle. So I asked their indulgence. We went back and recorded the last eight bars. And then the pressure was really on, and the audience was sitting there with me wondering if I was going to get a whistle out. I fortunately got one out, and instead of just the applause at the end, which you would normally hear, since it's a ballad and not a humorous song, you hear also the beginnings of little laughter, you know.
Relief that you actually made your whistle. Yeah. By the way, and in case any of our listeners are wondering what record we're working from, it's on Liberty Records. It's called Encore, Leon Bibb in Concert, and it's a darn good record. But speaking about folk singers in concert, I think the Weavers were the first to record a folk album in concert, weren't they?
To my knowledge, they were, yes. That famous 1955 Carnegie Hall concert.
They started just about anything in folk music.
Well, the tradition of the Weavers is a long one, and it is true. They fostered the advent of the quartet and trio that is so popular even today in folk music. Pete, as a solo singer, when he left the Weavers, broke the ground for, Pete Seeger that is, broke the ground for many of the solo single singers that have come along behind now singing college concerts. I think that the whole college concert feel certainly was opened up, exposed to the audiences by the Weavers. Opportunistically, booking agents and managements right away recognized that if there was this much interest in folk song, folk singing on a campus, that there would be interest in concerts of folk artists, and they naturally then took more groups. But Harold Leventhal, who manages the Weavers, really cracked, broke ground in this area, because he started the Weavers working in the colleges during that period.
Pete Seeger also started the current craze for the Hootenanny.
Absolutely. The term, he and Woody Guthrie and some other people used to get together regularly and sit around and swap songs and play and sing, and they called it Hootenanny.
By the way, for any of our listeners who may not have heard by now, the theme music you hear at the opening and closing of the show is this show.
It's Pete Seeger.
Yes, indeed, Pete Seeger and the Weavers. An awful lot of the music being sung by folk musicians comes originally from the Weavers. Do you have any of their songs that you do?
No, I don't. No, none of the songs, except Ronnie sings I Know Where I'm Going, which I have included in a love song medley on this album. But there is a Weaver contribution there. Not a garment, but a song. Fred Hellman of the Weavers, one of the original Weavers, is also a songwriter and an excellent composer and songwriter, and he has the good fortune of working with a very fine lyricist, a woman named Fran Minkoff. They've written beautiful songs, and they wrote a little novelty song on this album called The Ladybug and the Centipede.
Well, let's hear Leon Bibb doing Fred Hellman's The Ladybug and the Centipede.
Obviously a love song.
The ladybug and the centipede got married. The ladybug and the centipede, they wed. On their wedding night, I heard it said, 51 pairs of slippers were near that bed. Hey-ho, hey-ho, what a wonderful wedding day. The ladybug thought the cricket's voice was gentle, and an ant she knew was likely to succeed. And the bee had a kiss that was sweet indeed, but none could hug like her centipede. Hey-ho, hey-ho, what a wonderful wedding day. On their honeymoon, they called each other darling. Their happiness was total and complete, until she slipped beneath the sheet, on her back 50 pair of cold, cold feet. Hey-ho, hey-ho, what a wonderful wedding day. Time has elapsed, a little bit of time here. Next day the centipede, he came home early, rabbit. And his ladybug looks slyer than a fox. She was sitting neath the hollyhocks, knitting lots and lots of little socks. She winked to her eye with a twinkle that seemed to say, hey-ho, 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 what a wonderful wedding day.
We've been sitting here debating, as this song, The Ladybug and the Centipede, was being played, how many legs the child of a marriage between a ladybug and a centipede would have, you know, halfway between 106.
Well, that's a kind of arbitrary, because the laws say whoever's genes are the most powerful. Would you say that a centipede's genes would be more powerful than a ladybug's?
Well, I'll tell you, I took high school biology and did reasonably well in it, but that wasn't covered. So why don't we take a break here for a moment for a commercial and then come back in a moment. We'll be back again with Leon Bibb on Folk Music Worldwide just after this message. All right, back again. Folk Music Worldwide. Before we go back to Leon Bibb, let me just take a moment out and, again, as I usually do, urge you to write in. Let us know you heard the show. Let us know your comments, opinions, suggestions. We're still working on that project of trying to get up tapes of your local folk music that we can put together into a whole show. And judging by the time, we better get back if we're going to get another song in by Leon Bibb. So, Leon, what would you suggest would be a good ending song?
Well, to reflect the interest that folk singers and performers of folk songs do have in the perpetuation of this folk process, a song that Mike Settles wrote, who's a folk singer himself, it's called Sing Hallelujah.
All right. As our final song by Leon Bibb on this show, Sing Hallelujah.
I know I got a long, long journey. Sing hallelujah, I better get started early. Sing hallelujah, sing out for the Lord to help, because the Lord is a mighty strong. Don't worry about your heavy load, the Lord's gonna help you along. The Jordan's river is chilly and cold. Sing hallelujah. Oh, well, it chills the body, but not the soul. Sing hallelujah. Sing out for the Lord to help you. The Lord is a mighty strong. Don't worry about your heavy load. The Lord's gonna help you along.
Last night I heard my Lord a-calling, sing hallelujah. He said, sinner, you better quit your stalling, sing hallelujah. I'd better get on down to that river Jordan, sing hallelujah. I took the boat to heaven, it's the one I'm boarding.
Sing Hallelujah by Leon Bibb. Leon, we're just out of time. Thank you very much for coming in. Maybe you'll come in again sometime.
We'll do another show. I certainly will.
So long.
This has been Folk Music Worldwide. Devoted to the best in folk music throughout the world, spotlighting top performers and authorities in the field. If you have any suggestions, requests, or comments, why not write in to Folk Music Worldwide, Radio New York, WRUL, New York City, 19, USA. This has been a Music Worldwide presentation of Radio New York Worldwide.
Together, hand in hand.